Hey everybody, welcome to another version of Flock and Gather. We have a very special guest and a good friend of mine, someone I've known, well, she's way younger than I am, but I've known her a long time in this business. It's Kayla Childress. She runs Mindful Luxury from gorgeous North Carolina. Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so wonderful. Happy, what I like to call Little Friday.
Thursday's Little Friday. Kind of like that. How long have you been using that?
I don't know. For quite some time. I've got a lot of Kayla-isms.
I love Kayla-isms, especially the one where you taught me how to video in your emails. That's my favorite.
Oh, I'm so glad. I love it.
I know if people don't know this, you can send little videos in your email, but we're not going to tell you how. You need to reach out to Kayla. Go to, what's your website again?
Mindful-luxury.com.
Go to mindful-luxury.com and ask Kayla how to do video email. Once you start doing it, it's like crack. It's like periodically there'll be someone during the day. I got to send them a video email, right? And I'll just do it.
That's great. I love it.
Oh my God. We were, before we get into the conversation of product and sustainable and green and all the good things we want to talk about. And before we started on the air, Kayla and I were speaking about summer vacation, and we're taping this at a time where the numbers are way down in the States, and it seems like people are ready to bust loose. They're going to what? Break into song and dance, Kayla? Is that what's going to happen here?
I think so. Pretty soon. Yeah. Pretty soon.
We were talking about summer break, and she said we have a mutual friend, Christy Cano, lives in Puerto Rico. And Kayla said, I'm going to go down and visit her. And I went, oh, I want to go on that trip too. I've looked on satellite about where they live up that vacant road and on top the mountain with their farm animal. It's just sounds so idyllic. Like I want to sit outside with a cocktail and let the day while away, right?
Exactly. That's the plan. So, Christy, I'm coming for you, sister.
Oh, I love it. All right. We'll make sure we share this with her too, since she got a good call out, you know. It's funny. I did another podcast not too long ago with the folks at MindBody, and we had the conversation about retail, and part of retail is product, and part of product is bottles and caps and packaging and wrapping. And this whole conversation about a clean space and sustainable and address some of these issues, will you? Because I know you have at least one client who's very deep into this, right? In her sense?
I do. And, you know, it's pretty sad when you start reading and hearing of all the statistics of what our sweet and mindful industry, you know, is doing to Mother Earth. You know, 40% of the plastics that are found in our ocean come from our industry. So if you really think about everything that we're using on a day-to-day basis, right? You're buying that new product that has outer packaging, that you're taking your product out of it, throwing it away. What do you do when you're done with it? You're tossing it in the trash. So it's sad to think what we're doing, you know, to our environment. And as much as our industry is such a feel good and, you know, everybody knows everybody and we're all trying to do the right thing, it's a huge void and miss still. However, you know, we're seeing so many more brands thinking about sustainability. No brand can be 100% sustainable. However, if we're working hard every single day to be more sustainable, we're you know, five steps ahead. So
talk to me about, because this is, I think for most people, this conversation, it's not just conversation. I mean, most people I think are living it in some way or form in their life, even if it's having a garbage basket and a recycle basket. And for most people I know, I mean, people can't see it, but I use a 26 ounce stainless steel container that I wash every day. And that's how I drink my water. But sometimes you gotta have water bottles around. We have guests, they're going hiking. You gotta have water bottles. I hate plastic, but we do it anyways.
Right.
But you could never throw plastic in the garbage, could you? I mean, it wouldn't even enter your mind. I keep them in the car until I get home, and then I put them in the recycle bin. Am I crazy?
No, you're not. And it's funny that you give that example because, you know, back in the olden days when we were traveling for work,
I say that
very cheeky. Even when I was traveling, I would save the water bottles and put them all into my suitcase, bring them back with me and recycle them. So I think that it's just those tiny little things that we're doing. Like when I go to the grocery store, you know, when you're buying a bunch of fruit or vegetables and you can put them in that little plastic bag, I don't even do that. I just put them in the grocery cart. You know, it's just simple things.
Do you know, it's interesting. I love Instacart for grocery delivery, but the one thing that I don't like is that we now end up with 6 or 8 or 10 plastic bags. Right. And you know, they don't want them back at the store anymore for obvious reasons. But we, in both of our cars, I mean, we have all the reusable bags. It would never even occur to me. I don't want a plastic bag anymore. I mean, please don't give me one, you know, et cetera. Yeah. I'd even prefer if they charged me $1 extra and gave me some reusable bags or something. I would be more oriented to that. But I want to talk Greg and Jones company, InnerSense Organic Beauty. I want to talk more. This is a mindset with, it was years ago already when I first met him at Cosmoprof, that they were mentally focused on what? What's that story at InnerSense?
So you nailed it. You know, they've been in business over 13 years. And, you know, when they dreamed up this beautiful brand, they dreamed of having, you know, the most sustainable, cleanest hair care brand on the market. And they've never deviated from that dream. So Greg and Joanne, they're truly a love story. They've both been in the industry for a very long time and were two like-minded people that came together and created this sweet brand. They've got, you know, I would say three sole purposes with their brand, and that is very clean ingredients. Packaging is hyper sustainable, using 100% PCR materials, which is post-consumer resin plastic. So you'll see a lot of brands that use percentages like 10 or 25%, but we're using 100% PCR. And their give back, they, you know, believe in giving back to community and, you know, just being a brand that has a lot of heart mark to them.
God, you say that so well. Let me rehash for some of our listeners on a few things, because I think it's important. You didn't say sustainable. You said hyper sustainable. And something clicked in my brain. There is a very big difference, right, between saying we're sustainable, but actually being hyper sustainable, correct?
Yeah. And, you know, for brands out there, you know, I think introducing anything sustainable is a start. I think when I use the word hyper sustainable, you know, you may have percentages of plastics in your product, or maybe you're using a glass jar or bottle, but that lid or top is not sustainable. I think, you know, what makes InnerSense so unique and different, that they're looking at everything. They're not using outer packaging. They are using, you know, 100% PCR lids and tops. So when you look at their tubes, they're not using a flip top. They're using still a screw top. And that is because there is no 100% PCR flip top out on the market. So
how would people know if it's 100% PCR or what the percentage is? Is it marked on a bottle and I just haven't been aware of it as I've looked at them?
You know, that's a great question. There is a mark that you can use. It still doesn't say that you're 100%. So it is a call out that you need to make. Also with branding. So if you go on their website and read their story and read all about InnerSense, you'll see that they call that out in their messaging.
Okay. And thirdly, and this is always close to my heart too, but they're good givers.
big time givers. Yeah. They are amazing at giving. So we support several organizations, 1% for the Planet, California Coast Keeper Alliance, the Plastic Bank, Blue Business Council, and How to Recycle. So they're definitely on a mission to give back to sustainability, the environment, and also other things that they do throughout the year as well.
Kayla, you know, it's interesting. I always think about this with give backs. As you know, as an association, we get pitched a lot to give.
Yeah.
And I always tell my staff, say yes. You don't have to give the house away, but you should say yes and do
absolutely
something. Now, the only one I let take advantage of me, I say that tongue in cheek, was Yana Roth. You know, she works for the Four Seasons. She's a senior director and she just moved to Scottsdale. So she's now my neighbor
down
the block. And her daughter, Abby, was doing Girl Scout cookies and I bought 50 boxes.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and you know what I did with them? I gave them all. We kept two boxes here. I gave the rest to all the neighbors. I did care packages in the year. But I am always a fan of saying yes. And I think when companies think about taking a cause celeb on, it doesn't really mean you're giving the house away, but it's a good practice to get started and have some causes that you like to support and talk about, et cetera, et cetera. Yes?
It is so true. And, you know, I think a lot of people struggle with giving back. I do this once a year with my daughter. I have a not-for-profit that I've begun the last year. Additionally to that, once a year to really engage my daughter in other nonprofits, we'll do a post at the holidays and ask people what their favorite nonprofit is. It doesn't necessarily mean that I support it, but whatever you love and adore is fine for me. But I'll have them post on Facebook what their favorite nonprofit is. And then Grace and I spend a couple of weekends sitting at the computer, looking at everybody's post and donating $5.
You couldn't train Grace better than what you're doing right there. God bless you, Kayla, for doing that. Can we talk for a minute? Is greenwashing still an issue? The process of people kind of white line about what they're doing with green? How do you describe that?
You bet. You know, there's a lot of that, unfortunately, going on. And we've actually adopted a kind of a new phrase, and it's blue. I don't know if you've heard of this. Jeannie Jarnot has actually, she's now a part of some award called InOcos. I don't know if you're familiar with it. I posted it on Facebook on the Spa Resort and Vendor Unite page today, all about, awards that were recently given in this space. So yes, people unfortunately are, you know, still dealing with greenwashing. However, there's now a new category that we're using for truly clean and green brands, and that is blue, like the Blue Beauty Awards that they've just done.
How do you find that?
In causewell.com. I posted it on our the Spa Resorts and Vendors Unite page. So instead of, you hear the term clean and green all the time, but green doesn't mean green anymore. So we now have a new term of blue.
Okay. Blue. I got to go look it up. A couple more things.
I'll send you some information on it.
Okay, I want to talk about hair care in just a second here and how it's such a search term. Yep. But the use of, you used the word clean space with me earlier. Is it critical that everyone be in the clean space? I mean, some products just, it doesn't work that way, right?
It doesn't. And interestingly, when you look at different ingredients, let's just take essential oils. It may not be in your best interest to use a pure, cold pressed, whatever it may be, essential oil. It may not be the cleanest. Maybe that synthetic in an essential oil is actually better for you. So I think it means a lot of different things. Clean doesn't mean how many clean ingredients am I using or is every ingredient clean. I think it also can mean, you know, are you being transparent as well? So maybe you're not using 100% organic natural ingredients, but it's also about just being transparent.
Right.
Okay, if I'm not using all natural ingredients, what am I using? This has become really big in fragrance.
Frankly, so, you should want to know what you put on your own body anyways, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. By the way, what last thing on plastic. Wait, you only have to see that. Anything on YouTube, if you put Plastic Island Pacific and you look at the plastic mass the size of Texas, that should be enough to scare you straight about plastic, right?
Well, yeah, it should scare you straight about your decisions that you're making as well when you're developing your product or buying.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left, and I want you to address, before we went online, we talked about the data points that relate to hair care and search terms. And even though I know InnerSense is deep into it, but this is a larger subject. So go ahead and talk about hair care, because I think even me with short hair, I still think about hair care all the time, right?
Absolutely. I think that we all do. And whether you have hair or not, you know, it's either your hair or your scalp. But the category, you know, has been the number one category through COVID. So we've had the biggest increase in hair care throughout COVID. So, you know, obviously people are home, they're doing a lot of at-home services on themselves. So it doesn't surprise me that hair has grown substantially, you know, through COVID. But, you know, we're going to continue seeing, you know, hair care grow and grow. And I think we're going to see it grow more in the sustainable and clean space. So one of the interesting percentages of increase that we're seeing in hair care right now is scalp scrubs. I think people are starting to really understand to have the healthiest hair that they can. It starts at the scalp skin. So InnerSense has created a beautiful scalp scrub that they've just launched that has this gorgeous minty scent to it. That's just been a lot of fun to use. And I feel like I don't have any of that dandruff or dry skin.
People forget they've got skin under there, all that hair.
I know.
And I want to tell you, I always thought this is ironic. So we stand in the shower under warm, wet water and we let it pour down on our head because we love it. And essentially you let the pores ease. So your pores are opening up and then you take the chemicals in this bottle and you dump them on your hair and you scrub them into these open pores, which ergo right over your brain. I know you have a brain bone, but over your brain. You should be thinking harder about what you're putting right on the top of your head. That's why I love, in fact, I'm going to get you to order me some stuff from InnerSense, because I, with not a ton of hair, I love my scalp worked on. So to me, a scalp scrub is right up my alley as well.
Definitely. I'll get you some things. I think I know a couple people.
Yeah, I bet you do. we've been fortunate to be with Kayla Childress today, and by default, her daughter, Grace, who's not here, but is already planning summer vacations. Yep. Kayla's at mindful-luxury.com. So remember to reach out to her and remember to reach out to her because you want to know how to do video also in your emails. Kayla, I love talking to you. I always learn stuff when I talk to you and you're always smiling. So my cheeks are sore from smiling for the last 18 minutes with you.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Glad to make you smile. I'm wishing you a wonderful weekend, hon.
You too. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Take care.
Friends, remember to please be kind to one another.